Anyone looking forward to seeing extra patios open in Bradford this summer might be disappointed. Following advice from staff, Committee of the Whole recommended Council discontinue the temporary patio program for 2024, during a meeting March 5. While he acknowledged the program was amazing, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Ward 5 Count. Peter Farragini said it was no longer necessary. It's really dwindled away to the point where these patios are empty, he said. A report from Michael Kemp, marketing coordinator for the town, suggested the program should be terminated due to lack of demand and the existence of other permit options for patios on private property. The program allowed businesses to apply online for permits for patios on both private property and public sidewalks in the downtown core, and was originally implemented by the town's Office of Economic Development in June 2020 as a response to pandemic restrictions, which had been implemented by the provincial government that March. Since then, participation spiked in 2021 before decreasing significantly as pandemic restrictions eased in mid-2022, according to the report, which included the following stats. 2020 to 14 businesses, 17 patios. 2021 to 18 businesses, 22 patios. 2022, 6 businesses, 9 patios. 2023, 4 businesses, 6 patios. Ward 4 Count. Joseph Giordano thanked the previous council for implementing a fantastic program, but suggested it's done now. He added he would like to see landlords and tenants working toward permanent patios to build a better outdoor culture along Holland Street. While the program usually ran from Victoria Day weekend in late May to November 1st, the season was shortened last year to end on Thanksgiving weekend in mid-October, and Kemp said the duration of the season continues to be a question staff hear from residents, with the need to balance the trade-off of lower usage against commuter needs. While the Office of Economic Development works with other town departments to ensure patios are located and built safely, the program also results in lane closures in the downtown as roads staff place and maintain traffic barriers to establish safe walking paths in the outer lanes in places where patios block the sidewalk. As a result, Farragini said council received a lot of complaints last year about the lane closures. Fans of the program hoping to see it return in 2025 could again be out of luck, due to potential construction work which could be underway to rebuild Holland Street as part of the downtown revitalization project. On the upside, Farragini suggested the revitalization could result in more room for patios once completed. The project termination passed unanimously. Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu was absent. Recommendations from the committee are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.